We declared, you know, the nights are going to be Holy Ghost meetings. So I would say last night did qualify. Man, Holy Ghost meeting. And Dad Hagen said something like this. He said, the world needs to be taught to receive Jesus. The church needs to be taught to receive the Holy Ghost. All right, let's try that one more time. Come on, the world needs to be taught to receive Jesus. But the church, come on, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Have you received and been filled with the Holy Ghost? And in the book of Acts, five times they were filled with the Holy Ghost in the book of Acts. Five times. Y'all ready for this? Three times they were filled when someone laid hands on them. Two times they were filled when it says something like this, the Holy Ghost fell on them. I love that because it said, while Peter was preaching, the Holy Ghost fell. You know, the Holy Ghost can't fall on you and you not know it. You want to tell people, even if Bertha fell on you, you would know something fell on you, but the Holy Ghost fell on him. Amen. And so tonight, you can get it either way. Come on, through the anointing laying on the hands or sometimes right in the middle. The Holy Ghost fall on you because he's turning things around in your life and come on, strengthening you and equipping you. Amen. To do everything God's called you to do. Amen. And so Romans 14:17. Says the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it is, lists three things, righteousness. Great to understand the gift of righteousness. We've been made righteous, righteousness. Peace, and then the last one is called joy in the Holy Ghost. We're going to talk about the last one tonight, joy in the Holy Ghost. I would say joy in the Holy Ghost would have to be a supernatural joy. I said a supernatural joy. And that joy has a purpose. All right. In other words, to the natural man, sometimes it just looks silly when people have joy in the Holy Ghost. But to God and the kingdom of God, it's actually very serious business. C.S. Lewis said, joy is the serious business of heaven. In other words, when the Holy Ghost starts moving, when he gets to moving, amen, you can't get a sad Holy Ghost. Amen. And so the joy of the Lord and is your strength. Now, a lot of times people don't associate being strong with being full of joy. Let's try that again. If you're going to be strong in the Lord, you're just going to have to get happy. I said, you're just going to have to get happy. And there's something supernatural that happens when that joy in the Holy Ghost hits you. And so if you're raised around a Pentecostal church, you kind of know what's happening, kind of what. If you were not, you're kind of like, huh. So I like to say you don't really have a Holy Ghost church unless you have to explain stuff to visitors. And the great thing about the Holy Ghost is he'll have you laughing at the most unusual times. You'll even try to tell him, this is not really a good time for me. I've been going through challenges here. But the Holy Ghost will have you full of joy. And so I went to 15 years of Dad Hagen's Holy Ghost meetings. After studying faith for about 40 years, then he did 15 years of Holy Ghost meetings because he said there is a move of the Holy Ghost that'll be lost to this generation unless we are taught. Well, I sure don't want to lose it. Amen. I said, I don't want to lose it. I don't want to lose it, but I also don't want my children to not know about it. I don't want my grandchildren to not know, come on, what Granny was shouting about and rejoicing about. And come on, what's going on when the Holy Ghost gets to moving? Amen. And so in these 15 years of Holy Ghost meetings, Dad Hagin said one of the great characteristics will be joy in the Holy Ghost. It'll be one of the great characteristics, just joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he called it the demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God. Amen. So if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul says, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration. Amen. Demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God. So there's a connection between the demonstration and the power. Amen. Now, a lot of churches want the Holy Spirit. They would never say they don't want the Holy Spirit. They just don't want him to demonstrate. All right, let's try that one more time. In other words, they say, now we want the Holy Spirit, of course, but when the Holy Ghost wants to demonstrate, and that demonstration, come on, coming from the unseen realm, comes into the seen realm. And he said, and that demonstration actually brings the power of the presence of God on the scene. So if you have an amplified Bible, it says it this way, the demonstration of the Spirit, and it says, amplified says, stirring in men the most holy emotions. Amen. All right, let's try this out. Come on, people act like God ain't got no emotions. What do you think, heaven's gonna be boring? Come on. How many think God's got some emotions? Come on. So he says, the Holy Ghost will stir in you the most holy emotions. I would say that joy must be one of those. Let's try. I said joy must be one of those. Amen. Amen. So the Holy Ghost on the inside of you would stir in you because your joy, number one, is a demonstration of the triumph of Christ. Come on, somebody said, if you don't rejoice, the devil will think he's winning. How many like to let the devil know he ain't winning? You ain't winning. Come on. Come on. You ain't winning in my family. You're not winning in my body. You ain't winning in my finances. You ain't winning in nothing. Come on. And joy in the Holy Ghost. Let the devil know. Ha ha. You ain't winning. Come on. Y'all gonna have to get rowdy tonight on Monday night. So the demonstration of the Holy Spirit, he said in this joy, that joy demonstration of the triumph of Christ. Amen. Triumph means a celebration. A celebration. It's really not the fight for victory. It's really the celebration after the victory. Come on, so your celebration is a demonstration. All right, let's try this out. I said, your celebration is a demonstration. Come on. Your celebration is a demonstration that Jesus is Lord. I'm redeemed by his blood. Victory is mine. Come on now. So I'm going to have to do some celebrating right now. So the Apostle Paul would say something like this. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. So if somebody asks you what time it is, you go, it's a good time to rejoice right now. It's a good time. In other words, always rejoicing in the Lord, and you can't rejoice and nobody know it. So in the book of Philippians, Paul says, joy, joy, rejoice, rejoice. 16 times in 4 short chapters. 16 times. Even if you're a slow learner, you go, I think he's wanting me to rejoice. So, a guy asked me one time, he said, what is that Greek word? I said, you ain't even doing the English word yet. What you worried about the Greek word? So that rejoicing is a celebration. Now, I told this story, kind of a joke, a funny story, about the monk that was living in a monastery, trying to be holy, trying to get close to God, living alone, and he was living celibate. Alone, trying to be holy. One day he went down into the basement and he studied the original manuscripts. And they heard him scream in the basement. He said, "Ah, it's celebrate." All those years he had been living celibate, and the real word was celebrate. Come on, all that time he could have been having a good life at a party when, it's celebrate. I'm going to tell you something has been lost in translation. Come on, in a lot of churches, just sitting there when the word says celebrate, rejoice, the triumph of Christ, rejoice. Woo! Rejoice. So the answer to a lot of situations would be that. I know that's not the answer you were looking for. But if you read James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4, that's just instructions. He says, count it all joy. Come on, I said, count it all joy. Count it all joy. I don't believe he's just trying to make you look silly. I believe he's getting you to demonstrate that in the face of every trial, you're going to go ahead and rejoice, count it all joy. Come on, act like you're winning. Come on, count it all joy. Count it what? All joy. So one translation says, count it maximum joy. What's that mean? Well, your joy must have a minimum, and then it must have a maximum. In other words, he says, when you're having trials, turn your joy up. Come on now. When you're facing situations that you're like, wow, look at this, different kinds of trials. And he says, turn your joy up. Knowing this. Come on, you can't do this unless you know this. I said, you can't count it all joy unless you know this. The trying of your faith works patience. Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So he tells you to go ahead and rejoice. Count it all joy. Turn your joy up. So one joy would be minimum. 10 joy would be maximum. So if you're going to turn your joy up, minimum joy would be, you know, at least smile. Some of y'all need to look in the mirror and see what the rest of us have to look at. I think you need to look in the mirror and see what you look at like. One time I was driving, I looked in the mirror, in the rear view mirror, and I saw my face, and I thought, ooh, I don't look very happy right now. Come on, adjust your countenance. I said, adjust your countenance. So the least level there is one joy is just smile. Show your teeth or your tooth. Because you know that toothbrush was invented in Arkansas. Because if it was invented anywhere else, it'd be called a teeth brush. They call it a toothbrush. So, show your teeth, come on, or your gums, whatever you got. Smile. Come on, smile. You're a lot better looking when you're happy. All that cream you're using ain't working for you. You're a lot better looking when you're just happy. One joy is to smile. Y'all ready for this? Two joy. How many believe you could make it to two joy? Two joy is just a laugh. Ha ha. Just go ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha. Now they say that your body cannot tell the difference between a fake laugh and a real laugh. In other words, you get the same benefit if you just laugh, go ha ha ha. A fake laugh, come on, just practice that, ha ha ha. Or we'll call it a faith laugh. Our Smith Wigglesworth said, faith laughs at impossibilities. I want you to pick three things that look impossible right now and just start laughing about it. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, practice. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha. Come on, the devil said your marriage will never change. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, said your body will never be healed. Ha, ha, ha. He said you'll never have enough money to pay for that. You go, ha, ha, ha. Come on, if God is for me, who could be against me? I laugh at impossibilities. Ha, ha. So you laugh sometimes and say, you're just doing that. Of course I'm doing that. Who do you think doing that? So some people say, well, I don't think that's very spiritual. I said, well, God sits in the heavens and he laughs. And you just can't get more spiritual than God. I know you've been trying, but you cannot get more spiritual than God. Wouldn't heaven be boring if God just said in heaven, he just went. Now in his presence is fullness of joy. Come on, you get to heaven, you ain't gonna be bored. He just sits in the heaven, he goes, ha. I'm not sure what he sounds like. I hope it's not a high pitch, but anyway, it's a ha, ha, ha. Some of y'all need to practice that. It'll help you. Come on in. MD Anderson Hospital in Houston, Texas, one of the best hospitals in the world. They actually have laughing classes for their patients. They're not really Christian classes, they're just laughing classes. So they come together, people that are having surgery, have serious illnesses, and they come together and they have laughing classes because the doctors discovered that when you laugh and when you're happy, the endorphins come out in your blood. Some of y'all's endorphins have not been out in a while. So when you get happy, your endorphins come out. I don't know, I've never seen one, but when your endorphins come out, and when your endorphins come out, imagine if you had a Holy Ghost endorphin. Your endorphins come out, go all over your body, come on, strengthen your immune system, lower your blood pressure and cause you to get healed faster. You ought to just practice laughing right now. Some of y'all could get healed if you would get happy, I can tell you that. If you would get full of joy, come on, your health would spring forth. Ha, ha, ha. God didn't create you to be sad. He didn't create you to be depressed. Come on, he created you to win and to be victorious. Come on, to take dominion. God created you to sing in the morning. Come on, praise in the evening. God ordained strength to come out of your mouth. Glory to God. And you just start praising and singing. And Holy Ghost, endorphins, come out. So some people say, well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that's in the Bible. All right. Have you read the Bible? Psalms 126, look at that. Put that up real quickly. We're just on two joy right now. If we could just get you past two joy. Some of y'all hadn't made it to one joy yet. I mean, you're looking, your countenance, you know, you're like, must be rough. Y'all know Psalms 126? Pastor George almost got on my chapter tonight, and I thought, Lord, stop him somehow. But anyway, so he read the last half. I'm going to read the first half. Y'all ready for this? When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. He said, it's like a dream coming to pass. One translation said, it seemed too good to be true. Come on, before this year is out, you need to pinch yourself and say, look what the Lord has done. It seemed too good to be true. Come on, it's just like a dream coming to pass. The Lord turned again our captivity. When it says he turned it again, that means he'd already turned it once and now he's turning it again. My dad pastored for many years, so he had this preacher come to him and say, Pastor, we've just had a breakthrough. My daddy said, great. He said, remember how you got it, because you're probably going to need more than one. Let's try that again. Come on. How many have had a breakthrough? You better remember how you got it, because you're going to need the Lord to turn some things again and turn it again and turn it again. Come on, right now, tonight, there's some things that'll turn again by the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, for a dream to come to pass in your life, that thing ought to turn again. Ha ha. So he said, the Lord turned. Everybody said, the Lord turned. And the same thing in Psalms 30, it says, he turned my mourning into dancing. The same place that I was sad and struggling, the Lord turned my mourning into dancing. So he says this, when the Lord turned again my captivity, he says this, we were like those that dream, seemed too good to be true. And then he says this, then was our mouth filled with laughter. That joy or laughter in the Holy Ghost is a demonstration that things are turning. I said that joy in the Holy Ghost is a demonstration, come on, that what looked impossible, a dream is going to come to pass. Come on now. And while you're laughing and while you're rejoicing, come on, looked impossible, but look, that dream came to pass. Looked like it was dead. Looked like it was over. And the Lord turned my captivity. Ha, ha, ha. Don't make me come back there. I will come back. So, he said our mouth was filled with laughter. Laughter. You know what that means? I didn't just go, ha ha. My mouth was filled with laughter means I couldn't stop laughing. I just kept laughing. Come on, I laughed here in church. I got home laughing before I went to bed. I got up in the morning, started laughing in the morning. Come on, and the devil said, what you laughing about? You're not going to get it. And you said, that's why I'm laughing. I don't have to get it. Come on, Jesus got it for me. He turned my captivity. He's the one that brought me out. He's the one that delivered me. He turned it. Hallelujah. Come on, it is not by my ability, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. He turned it again. Ha ha! Said I couldn't stop laughing. I just laughed. And I 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 laughed. Come on, the devil can't stand it if you're happy. I laughed, and I laughed, and I laughed, and then I laughed, I laughed. I know some of y'all went, ha ha, is that enough? No, I laughed and I laughed and I laughed and I laughed, ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. So I went to 15 years. Dad Hagen taught us faith, taught us the word, taught us how to believe, how to speak. But he said that 15 years of Holy Ghost meetings. So I went to those Holy Ghost meetings in Ohio, come on, Minneapolis, come on, in Texas. I went out, wherever he was, I was pastoring the church, so I could only go to maybe six a year. And so he said, in these Holy Ghost meetings, he said, when the Holy Ghost starts to move, he said, joy in the Holy Ghost will break out. And he said, several things could happen. They're already drinking on the front row. Several things could happen. I'm still looking for the drinkers over here. I don't know. What's going on in this section over here? We ain't got no drinkers over here. He said, several things will happen when the Holy Ghost starts to stir in you. Come on. Come on, stir yourself up. How come when you stir yourself up? I said, stir yourself up. Stir up the gift of God that's on the inside of you. Come on, you're expecting something this year. Your celebration is a demonstration of your expectation. Woo! Ha, ha, ha. I have to get away from them. So we went to 15 years of those. And Dad Hagen said, when the Holy Ghost, this anointing begins to move, he said, several things could happen. He said, one is that some people would just get full of joy. They'd just start laughing. So not only did that laughter break out, but Dad Hagen, he'd be in his 80s, and he would just laugh to where he couldn't even hardly stand up. You know what I mean? I mean, here's the major prophet of God in the land standing up there. Come on, and you're waiting for a word, and he's just laughing. He's just laughing. That might have been your word. You might have missed your word. Come on. I said, you might have missed your word. You thought, I'm waiting for him to prophesy to me. Come on. He just started laughing right in front of you. And he just laughed and laughed and laughed. Then he said, when the Spirit of God gets to moving, he said, some people, the anointing or the glory of God will get so strong that you can't stand up. You fall out. You really can't even sit up. That's why I'm praying for people a lot of times while they're seated. They don't have far to fall. If they receive the anointing, they just fall on the person next to them. So the word for glory is the word heavy. So when the Holy Ghost falls on you, heavy. Heavy, you go. Heavy. Come on, the heavier the glory, the lighter the load. So when heavy gets on you, come on. I said when heavy gets on you, you're like, in other words, the manifested presence of God is the glory. Amen. And that presence, come on, that glory is loaded with all the goodness of God. Heavy. You can feel heavy. So sometimes he'd lay hands on the whole row and the whole row would go down like dominoes. When he did that, you always look to see who was standing next to you because you don't know who's going to fall on you. So you just get out of the way. I said the whole row. Come on, I've been in the glory meetings where a whole section would start to rejoice and dance. The whole section, like a wave of glory. Come on. Times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord, coming from the realm of glory like a wave. Come on. What happens when that wave hits, the glory hits? The Holy Ghost falls. Come on, that's the reason. You have to get a new body before you go to heaven. You have to have a new body up there. Otherwise, you'd just be laying around all the time. Maybe. Which is the reason people get slain in the spirit is because when the supernatural hits the natural, come on, your body's like, whoa, where did that come from? Thank God for the Holy Ghost. So he said, that anointing, if you receive it, sometimes so heavy that people fall out. Come on, they're slain, heavy, heavy, man. You're just like, the goodness of God. Heavy, loaded, just came on me. I'm a heavy hit. Some of y'all last night, you're like. Heavy, loaded with the goodness of God. Manifested presence of God. Ha ha. In other words, God is omnipresent, present everywhere, but he doesn't manifest his presence everywhere. He only lands where he is welcome. Ah, come on now. And if he can just find somebody that says, Lord, land right here on my house, land. Sit down, sit down. Ha ha. Now, he said, so that joy in the Holy Ghost. Some people just laugh, and some people, he said, it'll just fall out. Some people, you have to have a designated driver to get home. You know? What you don't know is what is happening. I said, you don't know what is happening. When the Holy Ghost lands on you, if you just knew what happens, you'd say, come on, come on, give me a double dose, man. Knock me out, hallelujah. So number one is what? Laughter. Number two is what? Heavy, heavy, that's why you fall out. Number three is Dad Hagin said, some people would just start to dance. Now we don't have no classes on this. You don't have to bring your leotards, you know, and we try to teach you how to do this. When David danced before the Lord, he danced with all of his might. That means he didn't have no classes on it. And it's a little concerning if you're getting too pretty when you're dancing. In other words, when David danced, his wife said, you look like a fool. Come on now. Some of y'all get lost in the Holy Ghost. You start dancing. Come on. Somebody said, you just look like an idiot, man. You look like a fool over there acting like that. Somebody said, what are you dancing about? Come on. Dad Hagin said, there is a joy in the Holy Ghost. And so I'd get around him, I'd see him start dancing. He's in his 80s, come on. And he'd just start dancing, you know. You don't have to dance like everybody else. You can come up with your own thing. Just scoot a little bit to the right and the left. Come on, just start doing a little bit of dance. So here's what happened to me. In these Holy Ghost meetings, because these are different kind of meetings, right? Yep. Come on, now we don't have 3 points and a poem. These are different kind of meetings here. So when the Holy Ghost starts to move it. So I was in there for 15 years. And Dad Hagin most of the time would just walk around. And if he just got close to you, you could receive that anointing. But sometimes he would lay hands on you or just tap you. See that right there? He'd just tap you in the head. And if you know what channel that's on, I said, if you knew how to receive that, if you knew what channel that was on, you would dial in, baby, and say, come on, hit me, baby, one more time. Come on, that anointing of the Holy Ghost would come on you. So most of the time, all he would do, come on, as he get closer, you could receive it. Or most of the time, he'd just tap you in the head. He'd just tap you in the head like that. He'd go, tap you in the head. Come on, when your name comes up, people are going to say, that's a happy preacher right there. come on. When your name comes up, people say, that's a happy preacher right there. That's a happy preacher right there. Come on. When your name comes up, say, that's a happy preacher right there. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Come on, get the sad look off of your face. Come on, get the mad look off of your face. I got joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm celebrating. Ha, ha, ha. Sit back down so you don't fall down. Hallelujah. Joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Come on, yet believing. Now I'm receiving. I went from believing to receiving. Come on, some people, all they do is believe. I don't want to just believe. I want to believe and receive. Come on, I said, I want to believe, I receive. I believe, I receive. Come on now. Come on, I believe, I receive. That means, come on, the circumstances are changing. Bounds moving. The sickness is leaving. The disease is gone. The pain is gone. Ah, the new doors are opening. Ha ha. Woo. So most time, Dad Hagin just walk around. He'd just kind of tap you in the head. And he'd say, be blessed. Be blessed. I'm talking about 15 years. Most of the time, that's all he would say, be blessed. Excuse me, but I believe in the blessing. Let's try it again. I said, I believe in the blessing. Come on, I didn't say I already blessed. No, I just said, hit me. Come on, hit me. I'm blessed. So he'd just tap you in the head. That anointing would come on you. So you start laughing. Come on. I hate to tell y'all this, so don't get mad at me. But I was in Canton, Ohio at Dad Hagin's meeting there, Holy Ghost meeting. And several of Dad's board members in their 70s, nice suits on, all of them multimillionaires. I named one of them Abner Yoder. His business did $150 million that year. The other board members, all multimillionaires. But when the Holy Ghost hit, they got down to the front and started rolling on the floor. Now, we don't have no scripture for that, but we don't have none against it. We don't have no scripture that says, thou shalt not roll. We don't have that. Preferably, you would roll at the appropriate time. But anyway, the Holy Ghost was moving. And these board members got down there and started rolling. And the joy and the glory. Come on. They were full of joy because it was not their education, not their talent. It was the blessing of the Lord that made them rich. Come on, so they just roll in the blessing of the Lord. Changed my life. And they're down there roll on the floor. Ha ha. So I was sitting in the meeting. I was a pastor, you know, sitting there with a pastor friend. And I just was laughing. I thought, look at that. The millionaires are rolling. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, why don't you get your broke behind down there and roll? I said, you talking to me? So, why don't you roll? I said, is that necessary? I don't know. So I looked at my pastor friend. I said, if you'll roll, I'll roll with you. Let's just go. Come on, when David danced before the Lord, he said, I will yet humble myself before the Lord. Come on, when you get full of joy and rejoice, sometimes you got to say, I don't care what nobody thinks about me right now. Come on, I will humble myself before the Lord. Come on, he is my life, my breath. Come on, my blessing come from the Lord. So I'm going to rejoice and dance and laugh and shout and pray. Sit back down for 1 minute. I got to finish this story. Ha, ha, ha. So after 15 years, I got so blessed I got to where I bring $10,000 every meeting. It got to where they saved me a seat up front. I got to where I could bring $50,000. Got to where I could bring $100,000. Never could do that before. But when he hit me with a blessing, I said, when he hit me with a blessing, I said, I got to where I'd sit up front and lean out and say, hit me one more time. Come on. Bam, hit me in the head. Come on, I'd go home and everything would increase and the blessing of the Lord would increase. I'm expecting you to increase. Come on now. I'm expecting you to increase. Ha, ha, ha. Sit back down. Here's what happened. Just practice laughing for a minute and say, ha, ha. Ha, ha. Come on, I'm washed in the blood. I'm redeemed by the blood. I'm blood blessed. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord. I said the blessing of the Lord. It's the blessing of the Lord. Makes you rich and adds no sorrow with it. I'm rich and I'm happy. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord. Ha, ha, ha. So we laugh, rejoice. 15 years, I go to as many meetings as I could. And me and Trina had been praying and believing God for 10 years. For a piece of land or property for our offices and stuff, because we had pastored 25 years, turned the church over to our son. He was the pastor, so all we had was like a room, you know, on the side, a couple of offices. We wanted our own property and our own offices and all that stuff. So we've been praying about it for 10 years. How many have been praying for something for a while? You're just like, We've been praying and believing. Praying and believing. Not doing much receiving, but we've been praying and believing. And so we get involved in all those Holy Ghost meetings. So we've been asking the Lord for, you know, maybe we could have a 10-acre piece of land, or maybe, you know, after 10 years, you go, maybe 5 acres. After 10 years, you say, how about 3 acres? Come on, let's renegotiate this or something. And we were looking for it between my house and the church where the ministry was. And so we were looking for that area. So a real estate agent called me when I was home and said, I found you a piece of property. So I thought, huh, where is it? She told me, I said, that piece of property has never been for sale, and I've been living here 30 years. She said, that sign just went up. She said, people already called me, said they want it. I didn't tell them, but I'm letting you have first shot at it. So I went over there, and I said to the Lord, I said, this is your property right here. As soon as we got on, I said, Lord, I said, this is your property. When he found out that we wanted it, he raised the price, because he knew that preacher with that jet wants that property, and now he wants some more property. So he raised the price. I said, no problem, you tell him I got it. My father is rich. Come on, my father is rich in houses and lands. He holds all the wealth of the world in his hands of rubies and diamonds, silver and gold. I'm an heir to his wealth. I have riches untold. Come on, you're an heir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Anyway, so I got on the Lord says your property. So we signed into it. We got it. And here's what the Lord said as soon as we got the property. It was so beautiful. You know, it's buildings, you know, 2-story barns and offices. And here you got 5-acre lake already full of bass. Come on now. It's a beautiful lake. I said, this is like a dream. Here's what the Lord told me. He said, in all those meetings, while you were laughing, you really were laughing about something. Because I was in those meetings, I didn't really know what I was laughing about. I was just full of joy. I was just dancing, rejoicing, enjoying it. I didn't know what all was happening. Come on, don't act like you know everything that's happening. Come on. The Lord said, you were rejoicing about something you didn't even know that I had planned for you. And when it came to pass, come on, God's got something planned for you. You don't even know right now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, he'll have you dancing about it and laughing and rejoicing about it. He'll bring it to pass. Dream. I said it like a dream coming to pass. Woo! Ha ha. Sit down for a minute. So he said, the Holy Ghost, the blessing, the anointing. And so he would just walk around, tap you in the head. Be blessed. All those times I was laughing and dancing. Had no idea what the Lord was doing. Look at somebody and say, you don't have no idea what the Lord's got planned for you. You think you know what he's got planned for you? He's got some plan for you that's more than you can ask or think. You can't even imagine it right now. Come on, for a dream to come to pass in your life that you'll say, look what the Lord has done. It was not my talent that did that, not my ability that did that. It was the Holy Ghost that did that. It's the power of God that did that. Come on, the Lord brought that to pass. It's like a dream came to pass. I said, it's like a dream came to pass. While I was laughing, while I was rejoicing, I said, while I was rejoicing, while I was laughing, a dream was coming to pass. While I was dancing, the Holy Ghost brought it to pass. Ha ha! Makes you want to do a little bit of a dance. Let the Holy Ghost loose in your life. a few minutes. Ha, 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 ha. You better celebrate. Hallelujah. I said, you better celebrate. I said, you better celebrate. You better celebrate. Come on, this year not going by. Come on, without the glory and the power of God in demonstration, I'm going to have to celebrate what I'm going to have to do. Ha ha ha! How would you act if you already had?